Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
The story of Jesus is this. The people of this earth waited for a Messiah, a Savior, and only God would send a little baby king. The child grew and began to question things as they were. And the man moved through his days and through this world, questioning the system of kings and priests and marketplace. He was called the new creation, the new covenant, the Son of God who brought to all who listened, who saw, who understood change and new life. But kings and corporations and churches of this world work very hard to keep things as they are, out into forever, no change. Amen. And so they killed him. He who said, love one another. He who said, feed my sheep, for they didn't want to share their bread and their wine. Now the story should have ended there, except that the story has always been that our God is the God of the covenant. The good news is that in spite of our faithlessness, God is faithful, and Jesus Christ was resurrected. So God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believed might have everlasting life. Listen, you who have ears to hear. Listen and sit down to bread and wine with strangers. Feed his sheep, love one another, and claim new life in his name. I think this is probably one of the greatest messages of all. Feed his sheep, love one another, claim new life in his name. And that's the voice of the church, to bring people to know Jesus. How will they know him? By seeing him in you and in me. How we act, how we respond with others. And Jesus showed compassion and righteousness. Jesus questioned the narrative of governments and religious authorities when it imprisoned people's lives and ability to say yes to the God's wisdom within them. For he's called Wonderful Counselor. He lives in us and will direct our lives. Jesus healed others to wholeness and raised people from the dead to life. Mighty God lives in us, and we have the power to raise others up in body and spirit. I sometimes wonder if we believed enough to offer even just a fraction of that to others in this world, how much better the world would be. We are the covenant people. God kept his word. God continues to keep his word, and now we must do our part, even if it's just a little. If you do not know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, I invite you to simply ask him into your hearts in prayer. He is already there, waiting for you to awaken. Leave the past behind and say yes, yes, giving your life to him. For all of us, feed his sheep, love one another, proclaim the good news, new life in Jesus Christ. I think that should be the way forward in 2023. Blessings. Merry Christmas to all of you.